Welcome back to another episode of Unjaded. This is part of our summer series, Conscious Creation in the Age of AI. And today my guest is Irina Ishenko. Say that three times fast. Irina has a different kind of niche than some of the other entrepreneurs that I've been speaking with throughout this series. She took her own experience of life dealing with aging parents in cognitive decline, which maybe you can relate to, or maybe you know you may have to relate to in the future. And she now works with caregivers of those aging parents struggling with cognitive decline. Her experience showed her that the support that she could get was very, very frustrating, telling her to just take a bubble bath, just spend some time on her own. And she was like, I don't even have time to shower. What are you actually talking about? So she works with caregivers, giving them real support in real time as they need it. Irina thinks about AI for use in her business. Now, she's not talking about it for use training her clients how to use it. She's using it actually to build her own business, like you might be using it to build your own business or trying to figure out how to use it to build your own business. So she thinks of it as an intern that really wants to keep their job. That's how she trains her AI. And she talks about how, just like she would train a person, she's going to train this AI to be all that it can be in her business. She shares with us the two non-negotiable documents that she starts every conversation with her AI chat system with. And she unpacks those for you here. And what else do we do? She also talks about comparing Claude and ChatGPT. So I know a lot of times I hear about Claude being better at writing and emails and that sort of thing. And Irina walks us through that as well. So this is a juicy episode for you. Her accent is absolutely beautiful. You're going to love listening in and hearing how another real entrepreneur is using ChatGPT, Claude, other types of AI systems in a real live business so that you can do it too. Welcome, Irina, to the show today. See, I was so caught up in how am I going to say her name properly that I messed up the intro. But I'm excited to have you here to talk about how you're using AI in your business and your business in general and all of the things. So welcome here.
Thank you for having me. It's something that I always enjoy talking about, and I hope it's something would be useful for you, for your listeners.
Yeah, for sure. So first off, tell me a little bit about your business.
So I work with the caregivers, the adult children of the aging parents, most of them with dementia or different types of the cognitive decline. And my people, most of them, they're either entrepreneurs or they have growing careers, and they found themselves in the place where things going well, life finally shapes the way how they have already envisioned, and then all of a sudden they choose to have the responsibility of their aging parents, and then it feels like life is falling apart, and I'm helping them to make it through and not giving up on their own lives and not hate and resent their parents, and actually make this journey manageable and enjoyable as much as it could be.
And how did you get into that work?
From personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That always leads us to our best work.
Yes. Personal experience. It was with my mom, and then now it's my parents-in-law. Mm-hmm. There is only my grandfather, father-in-law, who is 95 and a half right now. That's why I'm him as my grandfather. But he is kicking. He's not giving up. And I found a lot of inspiration in him. But yeah, it's a lot of personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. So AI, we are talking here on the series about conscious creation in the age of AI. How are you using AI in your business?
So I like to think of AI in my business as my intern. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, when you start growing your business, you realize that you cannot do everything yourself. You need to bring in help. you need to hire an assistant who will be doing the things that you don't have to do myself. So most of these tasks for me is AI. And that's why I like to think of it as an intern, because when I start thinking of it as an intern, as a person who is working for me, I would not think of this is the task, just do it and expect it to be done well. I understand as VA would need to learn about me, about my business, about my message, about my brand, things I like, things I don't like, and what is my big goals in general, and what is the specific goal for this specific assignment that I'm working on. So the same approach I take to the AI, and I teach it first. So then it becomes my, in turn, my assistant, that I can give the tasks like find something, brainstorm something, give me some ideas, give me the first draft of something, and then I will review it and give it back to the AI with my notes, the same way as I would do with the person who would be my intern. And actually, like, probably this is the first shift that helped me to start using AI as a very effective tool for my business.
That's such a good point about training it as you would a person. I think so many people in the online space miss that. So can you walk me through a step-by-step? Let's say that you have a project, pick any project at all. How would you train your AI to understand the goal that you have for that project? Have you put in, this is a lot of questions, have you put in like your brand and all of the basic things, and then it just pulls from there for every single project? Are you starting to train it from scratch for each project that you have?
No, I always say that I'm a lazy person. So if I don't have to do the same thing twice, I would not. Yeah. So I would pull it back. It's not about the specific projects. It's first about my business. And the first like two documents that I recommend everyone to create is one, your ideal client avatar or whatever, like perfect person, whatever is the term you're using, like whom you work with. And the second document is your brand guideline. Mm-hmm. And to create this person, if you don't mind me sharing my approach to that.
Absolutely.
I would give AI, whatever you use it, I would give like a brief description. I am a coach for the family caregivers. I work with these people, like even that short description that I gave to you. And I want to create, and this is exactly what I'm telling to AI, I want to create a description of my ideal client so that you would be able to help me work on the projects for this audience. Mm-hmm. And then, important thing, ask me questions that you need to know to create this avatar. And I see that lots of entrepreneurs who are starting with the AI, they don't think of it like you can actually ask it to ask you questions, like interview you. And the first thing, like I did it with Claude. I found that Claude is like, I like it a little bit more when it comes to the text-based things, like copy things. And it was actually asking me like very interesting questions. I would probably not think of it if I was just like sitting down and writing myself. And then you can disagree with it. Mm. You can, if it tells you like, oh, I see, like it always praises you. It always say like, oh, it's such a deep, perfect thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I bought that.
Yeah.
It will just like, if I see that it didn't really catch exactly what I mean, I correct it, and it like keep on asking me questions. And then when we are done, I'm asking it, please have it as a creative document that would lay out everything that we need to know about my ideal client. And I just like save it as a PDF. It sits on my computer. In the paid versions, like paid version of Claude, you can have things like projects. It's like, let's say projects, you're creating a sales page for this specific offer. That would be your project. So everything that you're working in this for this specific creating that specific sales page would be in that project. So the first thing that I upload there would be that ideal client avatar. Mm-hmm. So when the AI works with me, that it knows that it will refer this document. If it is like a free version of or a different AIs that we didn't mention, then you can just like when you start the project, like you upload the documents, like this is what we're going to work with. This is the information that you need to know before we proceed. And the second document that you will need for all your work is your brand guidelines. And brand guidelines, it's not logos and colors, it's whom I work, how I talk. And in that training, I would give like my emails that I send weekly emails to my audience, something that I like, something that resonated well, something that have the best stats. I would feed the AI with those emails so it will see and it will analyze like, oh, you have a tendency to write in shorter sentences. You have like this, this, and that. And they found stuff. And I'm just like, oh, it's good to know that I'm doing these things. But anyway, and in that brand guidelines, you can enter the words that you don't want to use. Because I'm a coach, we have this term coach speak. Mm-hmm. Like when we talk to each other and we're using terminology that we understand, but our clients like have no idea what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'm like specifically, like, I don't want to use these words. Like, yeah, like my work is like pretty much I'm working with mindset. I'm never saying that I'm a mindset coach because my people have no idea what mindset is. And they don't think like I need a mindset coach. They think like I feel like shit and I need to get rid of that feeling of like shit.
Yes.
Can I say the word?
Yes. And I'm smiling so much because this is what I preach constantly. This is the hill I will die on. Simplify and don't use coach speak and all the things. Perfect. You're speaking my language.
So you have this like things that you don't like, things that you say, or the main points like you want to bring home, whether you can say the word shit or not. Like, can you curse or not curse? Like, all these things that you would want, and keep in mind, you can always update that document. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to do it once and it's for the rest of your life. You're not getting married to it. So if you came up with some things, if you find something that works for you, you can always update the document. It doesn't have to be a final version from the first try. But again, like when you have this, when you're creating this document, you are asking AI, let's create this guideline document so you will be able to talk the way how I talk. Ask me questions that you need to know, what you need to know to create this document. And it will be asking you questions that will help you create the document. It's just like, you don't need to have special prompts from somewhere how to create. You just like ask AI, ask me questions that you need to know. So we will create that.
Yeah.
So this is like the first two documents that I just have it saved on my computer and I upload to each project or whatever I'm working on. Then for the specific project, let's say we create the sales page. Maybe you have a specific outline framework for creating a sales page. Maybe you have some swipe file of the sales pages that you saw somewhere else and you like it and you know it works. Maybe it's your own previous sales pages that converted well. Whatever you have, you can add it as documents or you can make screenshots and add the screenshots. And again, you add all these either documents, screenshots, what you have. Probably not links. I don't think that AIs are doing well with links still, not yet. Mm-hmm. You have to show the document or screenshot. And you again, like you asked, like, this is what I like. I want you to analyze why it works. And now let's create something for me that will convert. And whenever I give the assignment to my AI, I always say, like, I'm creating like this email or a series of emails that would promote this, my offer, or I created a serious email for my audience about this. I want to touch this, this, this. And the goal of it to build interest in my offer, or the goal of it that they would feel the urgency that they needed right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm always giving the specific goal for that specific task, not my overall goal. Like, yeah, I want to have more clients to make more money.
Right.
So that's my initial setup.
So you talked about Claude. This is actually the third or fourth time Claude has come up in this series. And Claude is newer to Canada at this point. So mm-hmm. I haven't played with it a lot. Like, it's been here a little while, but it was way after ChatGPT. So yeah. Claude, what other AI systems are you using?
Right now, it's mainly Claude, some of it ChatGPT. That's my two main platform because I want to keep it simple.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the mistakes that I see happening is that people, just like with anything else, we can spread ourselves too thin.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got like little bits of themselves all over the place, but no one real, you know, brand voice or brand guide in any one system. I think there's something to be said for repetition in these systems. I could be wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. But I know with my ChatGPT, the more I put into it, the better the output mm-hmm. over the long haul. So I think maybe a narrower playing field is better than having all of these apps go on the go.
Yes, it's learning from you, especially if you keep on feeding the information, it's figuring out. I will just tell you, like, I was writing, I don't remember what it was. It's some kind of copy. I wrote some kind of copy, and I found, and I hear, like, I will tell you this, like, I was resistant to try Claude because, like, why do I need to have so many platforms?
Mm-hmm.
And initially, it was just like, it's just like another thing. It works the same way. And then someone mentioned that they found Claude working better for copy specifically. And I decided to try. I signed up like for the subscription like right away.
Yeah.
Because I like it. And then I wrote something and I showed it to my husband, just like, look what, like some, I showed it to him and he's like, oh yeah, it's like written nicely. And I'm just like, that was AI. And he's like, really? I'm just like, yes, it's exactly from AI because I trained it and it sounds like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear that a lot about Claude, that it's better for writing, for copywriting purposes. Yeah.
It's worth trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So when we were originally chatting about doing this episode, you talked about a sandwich approach. What's your sandwich approach for using AI?
Oh, okay. My sandwich approach is also, I know Ryan Dice, who is like the digital marketer guy, he calls it like 10-8-10 approach, is remember, first of all, remembering that AI is a tool by itself is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say that, but it is stupid. You just like tell it's like, write me this or do this. It will, the quality of questions will define the quality of the result.
Yeah.
So my approach is like the 10%, you have to give the assignment, and the way how we just discussed, you have to prepare your part to be able to explain your assistant, AI assistant, what you want to have and why and what's the goal. So that's the first 10%. Then the next 8%, the majority of the bulk of the work is the work of AI. But you have to remember that there is a 10% at the end,
mm-hmm.
which means that it always have to have the polishing from a human, first of all, to make to check for any discrepancies. We have to remember that AI or not, mistakes happen. Even if it's like it's a live human being, still we make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to check for that. You have to make sure that this is how I would say versus like, oh, I don't even know what this word means, mm-hmm. which is happening to me sometimes. To make sure, like, clean up a little bit, like, you know, there's like things that AI is known of, like that long dashes
Yes.
between the words, like it just like gives away right away.
Yeah. Unleash, unlock your potential.
Unlock your potential, like kind of like clean up, even if it knows exactly my brand voice and speaks like me, there is like still some things happening. So you have to, you always have to polish. You just like never let it go. The same way as it was your intern, you would not let an important piece of copy, like your sales page, just like some intern do it and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You will never do that, mm-hmm. right? You would have to have your eyes and to make sure that everything the way how you want it to be, and then you will let it out in the world. And the same thing with like emails or whatever, like social media posts, whatever you are using it for, you have to keep an eye on that and before you leave it. And most likely there would be some polishing. So that's my sandwich. Like you have to feed enough information, the proper information, the extensive enough information so it will understand what you want from it. Then the middle of the sandwich, it does a job. And the top of the sandwich, it's all, again, it's a human touch that will help to make it good.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what a lot of people are missing in the online space. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I have my signature program is Content by Design, and they'll come in and they're so accustomed to just asking ChatGPT to write a post or asking mm-hmm. ChatGPT to write a landing page. And then I get my eyes on, I'm like, sweet Jesus, what is happening here? Like, this is so bad. But it's, I think, easy to buy into that myth that you can just outsource all of your creativity to this machine or whatever the heck it is to pop out this content, and it's not going to convert. We need that human touch, and we need, you know, people are going crazy for prompts right now. I see it in every place I'm in. It's like, oh, try this prompt, try that prompt. Tell me where I'm holding myself back. It's like, oh my God, if you could just like keep putting your information into your AI so that it actually knows you and your voice, then you have a better starting point, and mm-hmm. then you get better copy back, and then you actually humanize it when it comes back through. So,
and
yeah.
That's another thing about like when you mentioned, like, tell me what's hold me back. Like, yes, it became a trend. And actually, I saw infographic how the use of AI changed like last year versus this year or something. And like, what are the most common used topics? What people are asking AI for. And like, I think like first or second was like self-improvement, like using as a coach. Like,
really?
Tell me where I'm holding it, holding back. The same way, instead of like asking like where I'm holding back, feed your copy and tell me, and ask like, tell me what works and what didn't work.
Yeah.
If you run a launch or you send the emails and you didn't have enough open click rates or whatever, it didn't perform the way how you would like to perform, you just like give it to the AI and ask like, it didn't perform the way how I wanted to perform. This is how many people received it. So this is how many people opened this. And this is how many people linked that email. Please tell me why it happened this way and why I didn't sign so many people. And it will start breaking out your own copy, even if you wrote it together. Still, you can analyze it and ask like what I can do differently or what I can try differently, because very often we don't know what exactly is going to be working until we try it, right? Mm-hmm. So that could be your brainstorming partner. Like, let's come up with some other ideas, how we can, like, what else can I try? So to increase, again, what is the goal of it? What is the purpose of it? To increase the click rate.
I don't remember if you know your human design. Can you remind me? It's been a while since we
yes,
had this
I
conversation.
Do.
What's your design?
I do. Manifesting generator.
Yeah. It's nice to have things to respond to.
Yeah,
I find that's a great way for generator types to use it, is this brainstorming, this type of back and forth that you can really be like, oh yeah, okay, that's the thing, once you get in there playing with it. So what about any concerns? Did you initially have concerns? Do you have concerns now about AI? Where are you on that conversation?
Initially, it wasn't really a concern, actually. It was me not realizing how exactly I can use it. Because Well, we can say it is a concern because I know that what AI is giving you is based on in the information that's available out in the world, specifically on the internet. And because I work in this quite unique, not niche, but positioning in my niche, there is, like, I work with caregivers. So if you ask about, like, if you search something about caregivers, there's a lot of information and support what a caregiver can do to take care of their parents or people who they're taking care of. If we're talking about the cognitive decline, like how to keep them engaged and how to help them with some occupational skills or whatever. And when it comes about the caregiver itself, excuse me, then it's like, oh, and you have to take care of yourself, like go exercise, take a bubble bath, yoga, sleep and stuff, which is like in my case, it was like a bad joke because if I had time to take like 5 minute shower, like once in 3 days, I was a very lucky girl. But there is not much information with about the things like what is my approach that to make that bubble bath work as a self-care, you have to address your own guilt first. Because otherwise you're soaking in your own guilt sitting in that bubble bath, no matter how many candles and romantic music you're having, like while you're sitting in that bath. So because of that, when I was given the prompts, I was asking ChatGPT to help me, it was searching and it was finding the information which I didn't need. Because there is not much information was there about what I needed. And that was my resistance for a long time and concern that I cannot use it because it doesn't have the access to information that I need. Now it's, I guess it's learning itself. I'm learning how to ask better questions. That's why it's important to work with it and create your ideal client profile. So it will know what you're talking about. And it's not always like you have to say, like, I am working with the exhausted moms about this. It's like exhausted mom is also like a very wide term. So that was my resistance. In terms of concerns, I know, like, I have a neighbor who is just like, oh, AI is taking the world and all this stuff. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Like, yes, I hear these concerns. I'm not knowledgeable enough and I don't have enough information to take it as, yes, this is what's happening. So maybe yes, maybe no. But while it helps me, I'm going to use it.
I love that.
And also in terms of AI is taking the world, I think we are in this shift, like major shift, like when, I don't know, people used horses as a transportation and then all of a sudden there is the trains and cars and airplanes. I think it's kind of like that big shift that's happening right now. And do the cars take the world? Like, yes, they have taken the world, and airplanes and trains and all different ways of transportation other than horses. Is it a bad thing? Well, it's a philosophical question. We can say yes, we can say no, but we live in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just such a disruptive time that we're living in. And it's our turn.
And also another concern, which I don't have a concern, but I hear a lot, is when people start worrying that their jobs are being taken by AI. Which is like jobs are being taken not only by AI, but other things. I don't know. Like if it is a job that the computer can do instead of you, maybe you should, and you want to keep that job. Maybe you should do something that the AI cannot take over you. Because again, as we just discussed earlier, it cannot be just AI. It always have to be human involvement to make it work. which means that AI would not replace a human. It still needs a human who will know how to use this tool.
Mm-hmm. So far.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. But we never know what's going to happen.
We will worry about that when it
happens. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Now I'm thinking of it. This is what I have. This is my gift that I carry to this world. This is how I can help people so they don't suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a tool that can make it easier for me or more possible for me to reach as many people as possible and help them out, I'm not going to hold back because I'm wondering if that tool might be taking the jobs away from someone else and blah, 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 blah. No, I'm focusing on like, okay, this is what keeps me, helps me to get to my goal of alleviate suffering of as many people as I can.
Mm-hmm. I love this. And in my head, I'm picturing your human design circuitry. I'm like, oh my God, she has to have individual and integration circuitry. There has to be something in there about that. So
I can send you my design later. If you want.
So all these little pieces are clicking together in my brain. So final thoughts on AI. Well, actually, no, not final thoughts. Scratch that. I have another question first. How much time do you think it's saving you, and how much greater is your reach because you're using AI in your business?
I can't tell you like in specific hours.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you like I'm the person who has a blank page stare disease.
Yes, manifesting generator.
I'm done with this because you already know everything about me. Yeah, so it's just like, first of all, it saves me a lot of time not to overthink. And I have a tendency to overthinking. So it just like start with something and keep on going. It also saves my time because quite often I'm thinking of like, oh, it's a huge project and I'm just like afraid to start.
Yeah.
And I know it's actually the project that I'm going to work today after this interview. And I'm just like, oh my God, I have to do it. And just like, well, but I can ask AI and it will just like keep get going. And that going actually saving time versus overthinking, thinking, not knowing, and so on. So I would say a lot. And the second question, like how it improved my reach. First of all, it improves the reach that you start reaching out.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You just start reaching out because you have something instead of thinking, overthinking, not knowing, and so on. You start creating something that you can't let out to the world. So it's already increasing your reach. But it also increases my reach as I am asking like for specific help, like let's have like a headline, let's have a hook, let's have something. Very often I don't like it, but even seeing what I don't like helps me find what I do like mm-hmm. by the process of elimination. And it gives me like a good ideas that like sometimes I find like really good ideas for some like social posts or for my emails. Just like, even if it's just like a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have like a much better response than it would be just like something boring because I have to write down something.
Yeah. It's giving you something to respond to as a generator type, which is just such a golden way to use AI for generators. Yes. I always have to come back to design. Okay. So thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts with us on AI. I have loved this conversation. And I'm sure that there is someone in my audience who needs what you do. So how do people get in touch with you? Where do they find you?
You can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. It's Irina Ishenko. And I hope you will add it to the
I will add it to the show.
Somewhere in the descriptions.
You say your name so much more beautifully than I can.
Oh, it's my name.
Yeah.
whenever you find me, please reach out and I will be happy to help. And I do hope that this conversation inspires someone to use AI as a helpful tool, because let's focus on what's important. Let's focus on what we can bring to the world and how we can help people versus spending time figuring out things that we don't have to figure out because there's easier way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Manifesting generator, always looking for the most efficient way. So take it from this. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you.